Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Fabulous Friday. Woo-woo-woo-woo! Today, we are going to focus on a little bit different than we focused on before. We're going back to the Jusette, to the mindfulness side of things. I now have my mindfulness-based stress reduction, my MBSR certification, and I'm really just focused on this mindfulness track again. I recently went through a 3-day cleanse, and now I'm on this cleansing track. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse. Cleanse my car, cleanse my house, cleanse everything. And I've been back into my reading, and I recently read about Gathas or Gathas. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Guess I should learn that one. But I wanted to talk to you guys about this a little bit and share with you some of this learning. So a Gatha can open and deepen our experience of simple acts which we often take for granted. When we focus our mind on a Gatha, we return to ourselves, and we become more aware of each of our actions. When the Gatha ends, we continue our activity with heightened awareness. Gathas help us get back to us, get back to ourselves, back to who we are. When the Gatha is done, we generally go back to what we were doing and how we were doing it, how we were acting, and how we were being. But hopefully, it changed us a little, at least, something inside of us. The Gatha is meant to be a reset, like that reset button. You remember? You used to press it, like reset, but for our lives. Every action, every thought, every deed, everything we say has an effect. Think about that. Everything. Even if you sneeze, somebody says, God bless you, or Gesundheit. If you stub your toe and you start cursing, it affects somebody's ears or how they sound. Everything that you do, everything you say, if you flip somebody off, it affects their day. Every little thing that you do, that you say, that you act, give a gift, don't give a gift, say thank you, don't say thank you, say please, don't say please. What you don't understand is all these little things matter. They really do. I had somebody who never said please or thank you to me, and you know, it really, really affected me. It bothered me. I thought, gosh, doesn't this person have any manners? And it didn't make me want to do anything for them anymore. I did things for somebody else. And it's not that I was expecting it, but, you know, I'm a giver. And after a while, when you're a giver and people don't thank you and you feel unappreciated, you don't want to give anymore, you know? So all these little tiny things that you do, just like when somebody smiles at you, generally, you want to smile back. When somebody does something nice, like pays for your drink in front of you at Starbucks, a chain reaction happens. Usually, you pay for the person behind you, they pay for the person behind them, la, 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 right? This usually happens. Every action, every thought, every deed, everything we say has an effect. I want that to sink into you, because people say, oh, what I say doesn't matter, what I do doesn't matter, it doesn't matter anything I do or say. Yes, you who often says that, it does. Even you saying that matters, because there's somebody else that says, well, yes, it does, it matters to me, I love you, I care about you. I'd miss you if you were gone. I'd miss you if you were out of my life. Those things do matter. In the book, Being Peace, it says, even if I clap my hands, the effect is everywhere. even in faraway galaxies. When I read that, I thought, holy cow, that's profound. Profound. If I clap my hands right now, that could resonate to Pluto, to Saturn, to galaxies far, far away that we don't even know about. How profound is that? That's crazy. Every sitting, every walking, every smile will have an effect on your own daily life and the lives of other people also. Your practice must be based on that. Agatha is not quite like an affirmation, but close. It's something that resonates with you. It's a verse, a poem, a song, something you see or something you have written. You could write it yourself. It could be a haiku. It could be something that you saw, maybe something from Danielle Laporte or Elizabeth Gilbert, Marie Forello. It could be something you just happen to see on TV. It could be something from a commercial. It could be something from a magazine ad. It could be anything. Whatever it is that you saw and that resonates with you and you go, yeah, that sticks. I get that, you know, resonate. I get that. That resonates with me. That is your Gatha. It's that thing, whatever it is that resonates with you. So find that. Find your Gatha. Keep it with you. Learn it. Know it. Recite it. Stick it on your mirror. Stick it in your car. Make copies of it, whatever it is. Know one, and then know more. Find one that talks about being in the car, talks about being at home, helping you and your family, whatever those are. But first of all, know one. Know one that resonates with you and say it daily. Say it hourly. Say it whenever you need it. Say it whenever you want to say it. Say it so you don't kill the coworker who's rat-tapping next to you or bouncing the ball like House does, you know, in the TV show House against the wall. Let it be your peacekeeper. Let it calm your soul. Let it be your mindfulness. Be the ripple in your own life. Don't wait for somebody else to be the ripple for you. You be the ripple. Be the ripple in your own life. As this happens, people will say to you, hey, what's different about you? And I'm not talking about your haircut or your new clothes. Gatha, that has happened to you. They'll say, there's something different. They will notice. Even strangers will be happy when they see you because your Gatha will make you more mindful. And being more mindful will make you more peaceful. And being more peaceful will make you more happy and more at ease. It's all a chain reaction. Love you all. You know, I'm all going to wish you a happy, fabulous Friday. Find your Gatha. Find your inner peace. Find the thing that resonates with you. I love you all. Happy, fabulous Friday. Trisha Trixie, over and out. Mwah!